That was our next big move because our children were so, we had so many children that three bedroom just wasn't enough. And I either had to remodel that house that we were living in or find another house. And 465 B Avenue was owned by, anyway, I went to look at it. It was a great house, but they wanted too much money for it, as far as I was concerned. And then they had an open house one weekend, and I heard that they would negotiate a little bit, so I went back with the realtor, and we negotiated a little bit, and they were willing to accept a second mortgage on it. So your mother and I finally bought it. But some of the dumb things that we did in between, we had Beverly's mother and father look at it. And of course, they didn't know any more about real estate than what I did. In fact, a whole lot less. Anyway, we ended up with the first and second mortgage on it. Before we moved in, I remodeled the kitchen so that we had a big dining area and family room connected to the kitchen, just divided by just a lower counter. And I built all the cabinets, and I had them stacked in the living room over at 465 B Avenue, and had the plaster come in, and I lowered the ceiling because that was three rooms. That was a kitchen and a breakfast nook and a dining room. And I tore out all those partitions and lowered the ceiling and had the ceiling plastered. And then they finished one day, and the next day I was in there setting cabinets. And I think we moved in just before Christmas of 66. December of 66. Kind of a rush to get moved in and get things straightened up for Christmas in Berlin. And Ben Whitaker and Nana Whitaker, they came down and stayed with us for that Christmas. Well, one of the things I remember was Blaine told me that I had to get the Christmas lights out. We had little juniper trees on each side of the front porch, and that I had to put those Christmas lights out on those juniper trees, or Santa Claus wouldn't know where to come. I took time out to put those lights out for the children. And another thing, we had the, I know I've got a picture of this someplace. I can't remember whether it's the Rambler Rebel that I had the tailgate down on, and Blaine went out and was waiting for me, and he went to sleep on that tailgate. And I think I've got a picture of that someplace. Anyway, we got moved in and had Christmas there, and there was room for everybody. Two boys in one bedroom and two boys in another bedroom, and Nancy had a small room between the two big bedrooms for the boys. And mother and I had a bedroom of our own. At the top of the stairs, there was a door that went right into the bathroom. at the top of the stairs. And I turned that, closed that.